Here in the studio this morning, we have Mark Desone, who is with the Green Lake Conservancy. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
You know, this is our third visit this year. I was looking back. We had one in February, one in May, and now here we are in July. So
we are,
Green Lake Conservancy has been kind of busy this year.
We have been busy, and we appreciate you all giving us the chance to share our good story out there. Thank you.
Now, coming up, you have something at the town square in Green Lake. They have an artist of the month who I believe you told me is one of the original founding members of the Conservancy.
Yes. Town Square is featuring for their artist of the month. They're featuring Pat Dobrinska. And Pat, in fact, was a founding member of the Green Lake Conservancy 30 years ago. And anyone who spends time in the area knows of Pat's a wonderful artwork, especially of natural landscapes. And so we're going to feature Pat's artwork.
So she is the artist of the month at
the
Town
Square. Her work's up at July 1st and stays up through the month in the lobby of Town Square, so people can enjoy it any day while they're there.
So you have what, a meet the artist type of event coming up on Friday?
Well, yes, it's that, and it's a little bit more. So for this Friday, July 10th, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., we will the public is invited to come join us. They can think of it as an open house or a cocktail hour or honoring an artist. So we're calling it Land, Legacy, and Art. And we will have an opportunity to enjoy Pat's artwork displayed throughout the first floor lobby. We'll get a chance to introduce Pat and talk about her work for those that attend there. Then upstairs in the ballroom, we'll have refreshments, we'll have music, we'll have drinks, and the public is welcome to be part of all that as well. So we encourage folks who are either visiting or local to come spend some time with us, hear more about the Conservancy. We'll have a variety of our lands posters around the room, so people can see again some of the lands that are available to hike on, walk on, that are part of the Conservancy. Enjoy Pat's artwork and just have a good time.
So is Pat still with the Conservancy, or is she too busy as an artist these days?
Pat is busy with her art these days. So her connection to us is she still does some of the landscapes on some of our properties for us. We have note cards of Pat's that are available as examples. So Pat's still connected to us, but she's enjoying doing her artwork.
Do you have any favorites of hers?
Well, I have a personal favorite.
Oh, do you?
I do. She did a lovely picture of a piece of art of what used to be Camp Grow, which is now Tacora Conservancy. She took it from the water, and it features water and the land, and what used to be the camp boathouse. And it's just one of my personal favorites of her work.
So yeah. What is her medium as an artist then? Does she use paints, photographs, or?
No, I think she does watercolor and some oil, but I've seen a lot of watercolor of hers, but she does oil has done oil as well. Yeah.
And I couldn't even manage that when I was in grade school. So.
No. You know, it's just quite a skill, and it's always amazing how these people can look at what you and I look at and be able to create it, put it out there, for people to enjoy. So, so we appreciate Pat. We appreciate her longtime commitment to the Conservancy and to the area. Pat grew up in Green Lake, as I understand, and got really connected to the land and the beauty of the land when she was a little girl. So this is long. Pat's in her 80s now, so this is a long commitment.
Yeah. Well, it's all about the artist's perspective. They have a different point of view than we do. So,
they do. I when I look at her work, and I've watched her work as well. She, you'll see her out there. She's taking quite a bit of time to contemplate, think about it, create her version of it, her vision of it. It's a skill set that I don't have, and most of us don't have, but. But that's been her life, part of her life work.
Yeah. Okay. So there's no cost to attend other than if you're going to purchase drinks.
Correct. So the drinks are a cash bar, but the food is provided by the Conservancy and music as well. It's just a nice, fun, relaxing Friday afternoon. Come out and enjoy us before you go out for your dinner plans or, stop over, when you're on the boat out on the lake, come on over and just come be a part of it.
Yeah, they're right off the water. You can't miss that.
No. And it's a great place. Town Square is just a lovely place to have events like that.
Right. So,
yeah.
Mark, anything else about the Green Lake Conservancy that you'd like to mention? And it seems like you always have another event coming up in the future. So,
yeah. So no events right now to promote going forward, but I would encourage folks, stay tuned. We're constantly thinking about what we'll do next. So, perhaps something in the fall. We'll have another hike out at Mitchell Glen, and people can sign up for that now through the sanitary district. That only happens twice a year, so I encourage people, if they're interested in doing that one, it's spectacular, and they need to call the sanitary district and get on the list because it fills up very fast. So that one's coming. Mm-hmm. And then we'll do something, I'm sure, in the wintertime. At one of our properties. And then we'll also be doing various projects on our properties, and sometimes people like to help us with that, whether it's removing invasive species or helping improve trails. And so that's true. But beyond that, I would encourage people, Bob, just go to our website, check out all of the properties. We have over 20 properties out there that are available to the public. And so I just encourage people to do that. And if they want to look some more. Also, stop at Town Square. We have a big display in right off the lobby of Town Square. It's got a wonderful screen there. Talks all about our properties. We have trail maps, interpretive travel maps. So those are all ways people can get more information about how they can enjoy the property themselves.
Okay. This is from 4 to 7 p.m., and I see Pat's remarks are timed for 5 p.m. So.
Correct.
Yeah. Mark, thank you for joining us this morning.
Bob, thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
We've been talking with Mark Desone, who is with the Green Lake Conservancy. They have the Land, Legacy, and Art program coming up at Town Square this Friday from 4 to 7 p.m. And Artist of the Month, Pat Dobrinska, will be making remarks at 5 p.m.